OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show.
I know we broke your heart, see it's rolling down your face. You know I'm coming over to make sure you're okay. You don't have to wait, I'ma save the day. I'm a Superman, you can go and play. You're on my way, wait, wait. You're on my way, wait, wait. You don't have to wait, I'ma save the day. I'm a Superman, you can go and play. Girl, I'm on my way.
What's going on, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I want to thank each of you for joining us tonight. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. And tonight we welcome comedians Anton Knight, Deanna Lynn, and Pedro Lee to help us weigh on some of the hottest topics in the news. You don't want to miss these guys. They're very funny, guys and lady. Then later in my conversation with Kansas City Chief Safety, Quentin Demps, who recently launched his new record label, Purpose by Faith. Call in, be part of the discussion. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. Help us weigh in on some of the topics with the comedians. You can also like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. We're on all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and our official website, thestephenknightshow.webs.com. So definitely connect with us, and we look forward to hearing your feedback. But, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We survived it, right?
Yeah, it went by pretty quickly, honestly. I think it's
yeah.
The time change.
Exactly.
How was beautiful the outside, so can't complain too much.
Yeah, it was a great weekend and a great day today. It was just a great day. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I certainly enjoyed the weather. Continue with the birthday celebration, but yeah, it was pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, definitely a good weekend. And your cousin's on tonight, Anton Knight. They might think we're related because we're the same last name, but that's actually your cousin.
Even put the two together, but yeah, you guys do have the same last name. He is hilarious. Started this comedy thing about 6 years ago, and definitely is doing his thing out on the West Coast. Have some shows around the country as well, so I'm very proud of him, and he's a funny guy, so glad he's on. He's going to be on tonight.
Definitely look forward to talking to him. So, Chike, Adam, what's going on in your world?
Howdy.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Hey, Ms. Parker.
So what's up?
Well, go ahead, Adam.
That's fine. I'll just hop right into it. I checked out the biggest, the biggest movie for this weekend, but I don't know if box office wise, the 300, Rise of the Empire. And this one I was surprisingly a fan of. I haven't seen the original 300 since the movie theater, so I thought this one might be kind of one of those little remakes where they just kind of phone it in. But they do a good job, and 300 Rise of the Empire is not quite a sequel, and it's not a prequel, but it runs the same story concurrently with the 300 movie. So it's a very interesting take where instead of seeing the Spartan side of the story, you're seeing the Athenian side of the story of who they battle during this whole time period. So it actually starts a little bit before 300, during 300, and then ends after the 300 battle from the first one, and you get a different point of view. It was a good job. I mean, I was definitely impressed. Like I said, I didn't see it in 3D. It was definitely made for 3D because there was a lot of that fake blood shooting out at the theater, shooting out at the screen, you know. There was a lot of cheesy elements, you know, with the slow motion and the battles. But overall, the story was good. Eva Green was the main antagonist, and she did a great job. And even this new guy, Sullivan Stapleton, who plays the main actor, and I don't know him that well, but he did a great job also. So very impressed by it, and I definitely recommend if you're looking for a good movie, good action movie to watch.
All right. Okay.
Do you see another movie coming out? Do you see a franchise, Adam?
I see if they can make it into a franchise. Yeah, it's a very possibility. It's a very high possibility. This book or this movie is Frank Miller, who did the first, who did the graphic novel for the first 300. He is working on a graphic novel for this one, or it's kind of coming out soon. So as long as they maybe use some of that source material, but again, it just kind of depends on who's attached to it. Zack Snyder, who directed 300, didn't direct this one, but he definitely he had a hand in writing it. He was producing it. So, you know, it takes a lot of parts to make a movie great, and it takes a lot of parts that can ruin a good movie. So as long as they keep with what they're doing, I think they'll be fine.
Cool. I actually checked out Grand Piano, which stars Elijah Wood and John Cusack. And it's basically about a concert pianist who is on a comeback mission. He had a nervous breakdown in the middle of a concert in front of his whole entire fan base, and he stepped away from the spotlight for about 5 years. And he's trying to come back with this magnum opus to himself, and he's going to reclaim his throne as the number one pianist. And there's a lot of stress and anxiety surrounded around his performance, because he's going to perform it live for the first time for everyone. And to add all the insult to injury, there is a black male loom over his head, with him being at the piano the night of his concert with a sniper at his head, telling him if he misses one note, him and his family are dead. Wow. And then you have to see how the movie plays out. It is really, really interesting. You know, I go for my thrillers and shockers, and this definitely would take you on a journey.
Wow, awesome. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I saw a movie this weekend that just blew my mind. So I finally saw Buyer's Club.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
I can't believe it. That movie, the physical transformation of Matthew McConaughey and what's the other gentleman's name?
Jared Leto.
I mean, I can't wrap my mind around it. I can pull it online, looking at the real picture. I mean, it's amazing, the physical transformation. They should have won just because of that. Forget the acting. I just could not believe that they transformed that much.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked. I'm pulling
you,
it up.
You have
like,
to always give it up to those actors and actresses that take it there, that go there with it. They really throw themselves into the art and become the character.
I mean, they look nothing like themselves. It is just amazing how they transform themselves and into those characters. I mean, it's amazing, and they deserved it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think Matthew was on a diet of just a bowl of tapioca pudding a day. I think that's what he said. That was all he ate for his role to get prepped for it. So,
oh,
I don't think
God.
I could do that, but
it
definitely paid off.
Yeah.
Those made dollars he made for that movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Anything coming out that you all look forward to?
I'm taking a look at this Divergent movie, which kind of similar, looks like a kind of a Hunger Games-style movie. I'm not sure I understand it completely, but it looks like it's a future world where people are kind of separated and they're different, like, mental – they're different classes, I guess. You know, if you're more of, like, a peaceful person, you go to this class. If you're more of, you know, an intellectual person. And so this main girl – and it's based on a book series that's really popular and has a few books out, so I know it'll probably be fine and it's special. It'll probably become a series. But it looks – I saw the trailer this weekend in front of 300, and it looked pretty interesting and looked like it'll be a kind of a good – Hunger Games replacement, since Hunger Games should be winding down here in the next year or so.
Wow.
You good?
There's definitely a couple that I'm looking forward to. There's a movie coming out called Blood Ties. You know, I'm into my thrillers, my murder mysteries. Basically, it's about a family who is hiding secrets, as they normally do, but there's a lot of mob play in it, and there's also a secret element of a special star that's going to be unseen.
Okay.
There's going to be an actress that they're not telling who's going to be, who's going to appear in the movie. It's like a surprise. and I'm suspecting that it's going to be someone who hasn't been in a movie in a while.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that'll
okay.
be good.
I just thought that was weird for marketing, so it caught me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They don't all do right. that anymore.
Yeah, definitely don't. Definitely don't. And Adam, still watching your Netflix? I know you're a lover of Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I'm still watching it. Something I saw recently, and actually I don't know if it's on Netflix, so I'm cheating a little bit, but it's another cult classic, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, but just in case you haven't, is The Warriors. And if you don't know what that story is, it's about a gang in New York that they all kind of converge. All these gangs in New York converge on a meeting, and in this meeting, someone, the leader of the convergence, gets shot. And everything's pinned on the Warriors, and the Warriors, this gang from Coney Island. So they have to work their way all the way up from the Bronx down to Coney Island while all these rival gangs are coming after them. It's a cult classic. It's really fun. You get a good eye of New York in the 70s, which I don't remember New York in the 70s, but it was definitely graffiti-filled, subways. It was a dark, kind of grimy city. And it does a good job. The movie is an adventure tale of how they get to get back to their home because they're in foreign territory surrounded by enemies. And I liked it. If you haven't checked it out, I would definitely check it out. Yeah, it's good. I have nothing bad to say about the movie.
I have a question, Adam. I'm sorry, Steve. I have a question for Adam. Do you collect movies?
I used to, but now with Netflix, I find there's no reason to. Like,
okay. Well,
just,
the reason that I'm asking is because how would you go about collecting a movie that's out of print that would not be on Netflix?
Have you tried? I mean, I've used eBay in the past.
Okay.
And if you can't find it off eBay, you just have to do a little bit more scouring on the internet. Usually eBay, if they don't have it, you might find a place where someone got it from, like a website that they might have gotten stuff from, and then it kind of leads down the rabbit hole of finding stuff. But yeah, that's usually my best option.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, as always, we definitely appreciate you, and have a great week. We'll talk next week, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Have a good one. All right. So, Aaron, what's going on?
What up, what up? Yo, this is truly a live radio event because I have just got finished eating dinner and I'm taking out the trash. So if you hear me opening up doors, going into the garage, bear with me.
Thanks for the public announcement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So how was everybody's weekend?
It was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. How was yours?
Oh, good. It was good. The weather's finally warmed up here.
Yeah. I know you all got snow last week, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Snow and ice and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going on in the world of sports?
Wow, sports. Well, the Lakers shocked me by beating Oklahoma City yesterday.
Okay.
So I think, that right there in itself was just crazy. March Madness is in full effect. Conference championships are actually being played as we speak. Let's see, football. Oh, Baltimore Ravens, man. More players are getting in trouble off the field. What's going on? Up in Baltimore, Ja Reed was arrested over the weekend. He's a Baltimore Raven player. He got arrested down in Key West, Florida, for a misdemeanor assault charge. So I'm going to follow that story and see what's going on there. Other than that, man, sports has been kind of light right now. It's kind of that, you know, March, beginning of March, nothing's really, it's kind of whack right now. So hopefully more good news will happen next week. But as of right now, that's it. That's all I got to really say.
All right. And where can we where can they follow you? Everyone follow you.
Oh, follow me. Let's see. Please, people, stop following me. Please, please. I mean, a little something. Aaron Cosby, Facebook, Aaron Cosby, Twitter, Aaron Cosby, Instagram. I'm only at three, so follow me, please. Say what's up.
Right.
Say hi, whatever.
All right, Aaron, have a good week, okay?
You too, Ms. Parker. Have a good one. Janaris, it's all yours.
You too, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
How's it going, Ms. Ferguson?
What's going on, Stephen? What's going on, Ms. Parker?
Hey, what's up? How was your birthday?
It was great. It was great. I'm still celebrating.
Oh,
how was yours?
It was great. It was great. You know, I love birthdays. So.
Yeah.
So, what you got for us?
I have a couple of things for you guys this evening. I'm so happy to say. More than last week. And everything that I have is, it's just all for spring. So I'm so happy that they're starting to do their sales for spring items. So I'll go ahead and get started. Just in time for swimsuit season, Victoria's Secret is having a sale. And they're having a sale on all of their swimwear. And if you go ahead and shop, you can save $10 off of a $50 swim purchase, $15 off of a $75 swim purchase, or $25 off of a $100 swim purchase. So that's not bad, especially for Victoria's Secret, who never wants to put their swim, you know, swim stuff on sale until after the season is over with. So that's really good. Piperlime is having a sale, and I know you guys often hear me talk about Piperlime. They are an affiliate of Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy. Well, they're having a sale now through tomorrow. And if you shop there now through tomorrow, you can save 25% off of styles under $150. And because this is an online-only store, you need to use code CHIC at checkout. So that's D-H-I-C. The Gap now through tomorrow is also having a sale. Again, this is an affiliate of Piperlime and sale I just got to be telling you guys about. They're having a sale. And if you shop now through tomorrow, you can get 30% off of all pants. And if you're shopping online, you need to use code PANTS. J. Crew, selling all women's apparel and accessories. And, of course, this is for regular-priced items. But if you shop there now, you can get 25% off of women's apparel and accessories. Express is also having a sale, and this is for everyone. They're having a spring sale. And this ends on Thursday. So if you shop there, you can get 15% off of your $30 purchase, $30 off of your $75 purchase, 60% off of your $150 purchase. Plus, you can get 40% off of all tees. Then on top of that, you can get buy one, get one, 50% off of all shorts. And then on top of that, you can get 30% off of all shoes. So they're having quite a sale at Express. Of course, you know, Express is for guys and girls. The Limited is having a buy one, get one free sale, which is, you know, I love to hear the word free whenever it comes to any type of clothing item. They're having a buy one, get one free sale on all jackets, pants, skirts, and dresses. Plus, you can get 30% off of all other full-price items. And, of course, that buy one, get one free is on full-price or regular-priced items. Aeropostale is having a sale now through the 19th, and that is that you can get 10% off of your $50 purchase. Macy's is having a home closeout sale, and basically, like they have a lot, they've discounted a lot of home items like, dinnerware, flatware, bedding, towels, all types of home goods, and if you shop there now, you can get 40 to 70% off the original price, which isn't bad. They have great, bedspreads and sheets, and, if you like the high-quality sheets, this is a great time to get that from Macy's. And they still have tons of things left. Brookstone, Brookstone is like a little gadget store. You can get all types of, massage items or gadgets for your phone. It's just, a great gadget store. where they're having a warehouse clearance sale. And if you shop there now, you can get 20 to 88% off of clearance items. Plus, you can get $20 off of your purchase of $99 or more. And last but not least, What Sale is having a buy one, get one 50% off the entire site and store. So just go ahead and log on to What Sale or go into the mall and shop because the sale's still going on. So you do have a little bit of time. And that's all that I have for this evening.
Okay, and they can find all that on budgetshopaholic.com?
They surely can.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you, Ms. Merkin, as always. Have a great week.
Thank you, you too.
All right. And Ms. Parker, we won't go into entertainment news because the comedian is going to be talking about some of the things in the headlines. But I do want to talk about the question of the day, and I want your opinion before we read some of the responses.
I don't know. I think it depends. I'm not the right person to ask. I think it depends on everybody's character. So, no,
right.
I guess not necessarily always a cheater. Once a cheater, always a cheater. So I guess my answer would be no. I don't believe that.
So the question for everyone who's listening is, true or false, once a cheater, always a cheater? And you were saying, Ms. Parker, and I agree. I don't think that it's a blanketed answer for everyone. I think it depends on the person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think people change. Just look back your life 5 years ago and how much you've changed, mature, and things you learned from and corrected in your life. So, no, I don't think so. I think it depends on the person's true character.
I agree. Let's read some of the comments before we go to commercial break. Rashad said he would say false. He said once a cheater, always a cheater, false. Sash the Colin said anyone that has the ability to change if they really want to. Jay Ferguson said not always a cheater. I agree with Sash. If you want to change, you can. You must understand once you lose trust in someone, it will be hard to regain that trust back. Michelle Nicole said no, not always. Anyone can change. I think some people don't have it in them to stay monogamous, and others cheat due to the situation. James Green said, true indeed. He believes that once you do cheat, you're always a cheater. Chico Hampton said, he raised his hand empathetically. He said, trust him. Change is possible. It just not be with you. Fritlow Wallace said, true, so very true. Desiree Anderson said, false. People can change. Sometimes they cheat because of the issues in the relationship. T'Angelo, ELTM, T'Angelo Bell said false. Jasmine said false. I said I agree it's false, but it depends on the person. We kind of discussed. T'Angelo said the person in the situation. Depends on the person's situation. And Gerald said not a true statement. Anyone with a genuine desire to change can. He said he did. Tony said false. He had a bad choice. The decision doesn't make your whole life. Karen said, depends on the person. She is reformed. And there are some other comments that we'll definitely, if you want to go on our Facebook page or Twitter, tweet us what you think. Do you think that once a cheater, always a cheater? True or false? Let us know. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. While we wait for our comedian to come in, we're a little early today, I'm going to play some music for you all to vibe out to while we are waiting for our guest. Right back after this.
Get powerhouse Wolf Entertainment's artist Ron Anthony's love-making song, Home Tonight. Let's stay home tonight with the one you love. Produced by Blue Wolf Paul Pato. Download the single now on iTunes, Amazon, and all major stores. R-A-H-N-A-N-T-H-O-N-I. This will make you grow in love. This is from the forthcoming CD on Wolf Entertainment. You can check out other songs, including inspirational and dance music by this artist, on www.wolfentertainment.com.au. Let's get back to making love.
So much going on in the world today, we decided to ask some of our favorite comedians to help us weigh in on some of the current hottest topics. Please help me welcome Anton Knight, Deanna Lynn, and Pedro Lee. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Yeah, so we get the laughs tonight. I'm excited about this. So let's go through each comedian. Tell us a little about your background and, you know, what you have going on, where we can follow you, kind of thing. So I'll start with you, Anton. I know that you're Ms. Parker's cousin. Tell us a little about you.
What's up, Anton?
What's happening, cousin?
Welcome.
What's going on, Steven, man? How you doing?
Cool. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. As far as me, born and raised right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Been doing comedy now professionally for about 5 years. I basically got into comedy as a crutch. I was a fat kid. I didn't get a neck till I was like 17 and a half. So I was always made fun of, but I knew I could always make people laugh so they would be my friends. So I'm pretty much still doing comedy now just to make friends. So other than that, I don't know what else y'all want to know. I perform all over Vegas. I travel every now and again. Last major show I did was in West Virginia. I'm still on the Chitlin' circuit right now. But I got an opportunity to fly out to West Virginia on Spirit Airlines for a round-trip ticket of about $9.75. So that was interesting.
Exactly.
I was just happy to still be alive and still do what, you know, I'm supposed to be doing.
I know. I've had that experience. I thought I'll never fly out of again. And no offense here, but that was a good experience. Okay. And Anton, are you on social media? Where can people follow you, keep up with you?
I'm Comedian Anton Knight on Facebook. I want to say I'm Comedian Anton Knight on Instagram, too. My memory ain't too sharp. But I post pictures of food that I microwave all the time on Instagram. So, you know, ladies, if you want a man that can cook, I might not be the one for you. But if you're looking for some, you know, a quick, you know, hot pocket or two, maybe some noodles or something, I got you. I got pictures of noodles and hot links and all that on there. Anton, keep laughing on Twitter. I tweet every now and again. And I want to say that's pretty much it. I did have a Black Panther page back in 2000, 2001. I still probably got some bathroom selfies up on Black Planet. If you want to check those
Black
out,
Planet. Throwback.
Yeah,
throwback.
I'm just regular Anti Knight on there because, you know, I really wasn't funny. If you want to see fat pictures of me, I'm still on there taking pictures in the bathroom with a flip phone. So y'all can check that out too.
All right. And Deanna, our lady on the panel, tell us a little about your background, how you got into comedy, and what you have going on.
Okay, I am comedian Deanna Lynn, and I am from New Jersey, the Bronson County area, born and raised in Willingboro, and I am currently getting ready to make a super-duper faith power move to Atlanta, Georgia. To further my comedy career. I've been on the Chitlin' Circuit. Me and Anton been on the Chitlin' Circuit for a few minutes. Yeah, I've been on the Chitlin' Circuit for about 5 years, so that's why I'm trying to step out and make my name really known. So I'm about to go to Georgia in June. I'm a mother of twin boys that are 16, and that is definitely a struggle with teenage boys. So, you know, I have no hair because I done pulled it all out.
I can imagine.
And you can follow me on social media as well. I am D. Lynn, D-A, comedian on Twitter and on Instagram. D. Lynn, the comedian on Twitter and Instagram. And I don't want you to be on my Facebook because it's personal.
Right. It's personal. Right. Pedro Lee, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Steven? How's it going, everybody?
Pretty good. Tell us about your background, how you got to do what you do, and where we can follow.
Oh, my background, I'm a stand-up comedian. I think it's just a five-year thing because I've been also doing it like around 5 years.
Okay.
Also write sketches, and I do improv, and I act. How I got into doing comedy, like self-esteem issues, I guess, like everybody else, I guess. I just like to make people, like, laugh and stuff, and that's basically, there's no formula to my madness. You can follow me at any social media site, Pedro Lee. You'll find me.
All right. So let me ask you before we get into the hot topic: has anyone ever, you know, been performing and just bombed? Like no one's laughing, no one's. Has that ever happened? Because like, I don't imagine how that would feel.
Yeah.
Hey, who you want to answer first? Because
who is it? Is Anton? Okay, go ahead, Anton.
I can honestly say if a comedian that calls themselves a comedian has never told you that they have bombed, they are lying to you.
Mm.
I bombed yesterday. It happens. You try to material out. You know, if it works, cool. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I can't honestly say that as a comic, you cannot be afraid to bomb because you don't grow if you don't fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you're up there? And because I think you can, like, you know, I sing, so I know, like, if I hit a wrong note or, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. But if you're up there, so you know when you're not really connecting with the audience, what do you do in that moment?
I kind of cut mine a little bit short.
Cut it short.
Cut it short because I can't. I have no idea what to do because I think I might have bombed maybe 3 or 4 times. Like, never got booed, but never, you know, I've never gotten booed, but you know that you're bombing even though you don't get booed.
Okay.
If they're not laughing and they're just looking at you like,
yeah,
all right, bye, that's what I say. All right, my time is up, I think, for yours. And then I drop the mic and I exit.
Yeah.
She dropped the mic like Randy Watts.
Pedro, never happened to you?
Oh, man, I never got booed, but I got the silent treatment, though. And
oh, no.
The silent treatment, you run, at least with a boo, you can respond to a boo, but when they looking at you and they start observing you, you be like, damn, this 5 minutes feel like I've been up here for 2 hours.
Exactly.
You ain't coming back for that.
Yeah.
I started off doing comedy in church, so it was hard for me to really figure out if I was funny or not, because people would laugh at me at church just to keep from going to hell. So I really had to get in front of a real crowd of people that didn't really care about going to hell or not, or already knew they was going. So I really had to figure out the truth about this comedy thing and figure out, okay, do I have it or do I not have it? You know, I've never been booed, thank God. But, yeah, I've had the silent treatment, like my man said. And you just know you got to gauge the crowd, man. You got to give your crowd what they want sometimes, other than, you know, just doing what you think is funny.
Okay. Well, let's get into some of these hot topics. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about, I don't know if you heard this in the news last week, but there was a teenager, and she was an honor roll student in private school, and she was not following her parents' rules, and so they kicked her out the house. And she moved in with one of her close friends and their family. And her dad, who was a retired police officer, said he's no longer going to pay her private school tuition, and he's definitely not paying her college tuition. So she's suing her parents for the rest of the high school tuition for private school. She sued them for her upcoming college tuition and for her living expenses. All right, we'll start with you, Anton. Your take on that, on that story?
Okay. Well, I'm a product of the streetlight curfew, number one, and I never really was an honor roll student or nothing like that. So I cannot say that, you know, my punishment wasn't warranted. At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure with grades like that, she was smart enough to know when she was supposed to be home.
Right.
But do I think that's kind of harsh? Yeah. Would I sue my mom and daddy for my tuition? Probably, yeah. Just because I could possibly win. I don't think I would take it to the fullest extent of, like, court. I'd probably go to, like, Judge Mathis or something and see what I could do, you know, on that level.
Okay.
But yeah, that's deep, man. Like, she knew what time she was supposed to be home, though. I can't say that.
Right. Then, Pedro, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, oh, you can go ahead. So.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, ladies. Go.
Well, first of all, I don't think that she should be rewarded for getting good grades in the beginning. I don't know where these parents came up with this idea that you should get a $5 for every A and all of that other foolishness. You're supposed to go to school to get good grades because that's your reasonable service. That's what you're supposed to do. And so her being on an honor roll or anything like that, I don't think that that's a big deal. That's what you're supposed to go to school to get good grades. That's just A number. That's the first thing. Then the second thing is, who in the world told her that she's not going to follow the rules of our house?
Yeah.
And you think you want to take me to court? I'm putting you in private school because that's what I want to do. Take you behind the public school and get whatever education you can possibly get. College, that's extra. After 18, I'm not responsible for you.
Right, yeah.
After 18, if I decide that I'm going to help you go to college, because my kids, I'm not paying for college. If you don't get a scholarship, then you're just not going. That's just me. I mean, judge me if you want to. I'm not paying for my kids to go to college because by law, I'm responsible for you till you're 18. And after that, anything that I choose to do for you after that is gravy. So that's my take on it. I'm not doing that. And she would be out of my house, and she would just live with the friends. Go get a job. Go to public school.
Yeah. Pedro?
Yeah, she's spoiled, man. She want to hang with her friends. Her friends should take care of her. And she, I wouldn't do anything for her. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. She told them people were her own people. How you going to tell the cops and sue your family? That's just ridiculous. I got kicked out many times, man. I wouldn't even waste my time trying to sue my parents. Because, like Diana said, it's after 18, whatever they do for her, it's like, yo, I'm hooking you up because I knew you for a long time.
Right, right.
They're smoking for her.
So they knew her for a long time. Her parents, yeah, okay. I get it. So Anton's the only one that says that she should sue. She should sue and win. Go away.
I would just for the fact that. My question: was she black?
No.
No, of course not.
No, she won't black.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, I would do
no,
it just to be
black.
The first
she
black
Caucasian.
Person to sue their parents.
we would be afraid to even crack our lips to say something like that to our parents.
I know I wouldn't get nothing from suing my mama. No way, like.
Exactly.
Man, that's
got nothing. We ain't. How many of us went to private school?
Like, I got the George Foreman grill already.
How many of our parents paid for college? None of us.
Right.
That's the case from
right
there.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. So I know the last few years there's been a lot of conversation over the N word. You know, whether or not people should use it, should be buried, who should use it.
That's one of my favorite words.
I was about to say the same thing. I love it.
Okay. All right. Tell
I love
why,
the word.
Tell us why.
Why is it? Because it's such a truthful word when it's used the right way. And it describes a lot of people very well. And that's a true statement. You know, sometimes you can't call somebody nothing but the N-word. Like,
exactly.
But a lot of cats I know that you just look at them and just be, you one of them right there. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, I don't even know if I can say the word on the air right now. I want to say it now just because we're talking about it.
I think we can say it.
That's how much
that
of
the
N-word I am.
Right. That's the N-word you are. You're a self-proclaimed N-word.
I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it is what it is.
Right,
sometimes you got to say it. White people got to say what they call windows rolled up sometimes. I understand.
You said they got to call the windows up.
They got to roll the windows up and say it every now and then when their favorite song come on.
So let me
you
ask
know,
you a question.
Why did Young Jeezy come on? You know, I don't think some white people really, really like that song. My N-word.
Right.
But they won't say it unless their car windows is rolled up.
But let me tell you, I've been seeing this like on social media that a lot of Caucasian teenagers, they've been calling each other that word, and you know I think they feel like they've taken out the
you know, the pain behind it or whatever the case may be, but they call each other. Like, I was watching these fights on one of the social medias, and they were calling each other the N-word. How do you feel about that?
Personally, are you acting like N-words at the time?
I don't have a problem with it because I know that my children have some Caucasian friends, and I've heard them say it, but it's not in the same connotation as we were saying it back
right.
in the day or as we were raised on it. But now it's just a word. It's not. It doesn't even mean the same thing as people are trying to portray it to mean the same thing as it did hundreds of years ago.
Okay. Okay. Pedro, you were saying something?
I'm just N-word out. I don't even say it no more. It's not like a self-righteous thing. I just don't say it. I just said it too much and heard it too much. So it really, in the 90s alone, summertime, at least 1,000 times a day. So I'm just in word out. So it really doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
Okay. Anton, did you say what you had to say?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, here's the thing. Other than doing comedy, I actually, I work in corrections. So
okay.
You talking to somebody, I get called the N-word every day by some drunk white person. You know, my grandmama called me the N-word just because she knew I was going to hear it coming up. So
oh, wow.
It was kind of like one of those things where, you know, you can't jump on every white person for saying. You know, do
yeah.
I think a lot of people put too much on the word? Yes, I do. Do I believe that it comes from a negative place and it was used at one point in time to keep us down as people? Yes, I do. But at the end of the day, if a white boy want to call another white boy one of them, if they acting like one of them, then it is what it is. It, to me, kind of takes away from the N-word being used in context to color versus a person's actual action.
Okay,
right.
I get that. I get that. Okay. All right, our next topic. So, you know, Chris Brown, he's had his legal issues. You know, he had the, you know, beating up Rihanna years ago, throwing the window, the chair at the window. I think it was ABC, the Good Morning America, and then he had the, you know, the fight with Frank Ocean and Drake and all these things. Well, anyway, recently, you know, he went to rehab for anger management, and he was diagnosed bipolar. Do you think him being diagnosed bipolar, do you think that kind of gives him a pass on some of his previous behavior?
I don't truly believe there is a such thing as bipolar. I think that's just something that people made up, that doctors made up, so they can put you on some meds.
Just like ADD. Okay.
I honestly and truthfully, because he'd just be wild. I just believe Chris Brown just be wild, and his mommy put her foot in his butt enough when he was young, and now he don't know how to act because he done got a couple of dollars. He done got some coins, and now he don't know how to act, and that's all it is. That's just what I believe it is. Now everybody's bipolar because you don't know how to control your anger, and you don't know how to control this. One day you're up, one day you're down. Now all of a sudden you're bipolar. What was it years ago? Now
yeah.
You're bipolar?
Okay.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Anton, Pedro? Chris Brown, crazy
as hell. I don't think he's bipolar because when you bipolar, you flip out on anybody. He flip out on people like Rihanna, Frank Ocean, Drake. I mean, he's very selective. He's a selective bipolar person. Like,
he knows not to be bipolar.
He flip out on chairs and windows. He's very selective to be a bipolar person.
Okay.
He ain't bipolar. He just got beef with people.
Exactly.
Right. He got beef.
Chris Brown crazy as hell. Chris Brown got all that talent, and he's not channeling it where it needs to go. Like,
mm-hmm.
He just needs to focus on his craft, in my personal opinion, and quit tripping with people. Like, you ain't got to put hands on everybody. I think he's just trying to prove that light-skinned people can still be tough. And you ain't got to prove that. Like, we good, man. Like, we holding it down. You know, so in my personal opinion, I just think, you know, all the tattoos and, you know, this bad boy image, you know, it's a front. Like, yeah, you got your little trouble with the law or whatever, and you could have went either way. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you ain't got to prove that light-skinned people ain't soft, man. Like, we good. Just do your music, sing your little songs, do your little dances, and just kick back and enjoy the good life. You're not a thug, man. Like,
yeah.
You're not fooling. Tattoos don't make you tough. I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. But, you know, bipolar, no, you're just crazy as hell. You got too much money and too much time on your hands.
Well, speaking of bad boys, Justin Bieber is the self-proclaimed bad boy now. You know, he had the run into Miami. You know, he had the incident where he was throwing the eggs at his neighbor's home. And then, I don't know if you saw recently, he was in he was talking to a judge, and he's very disrespectful. Oh, they were doing like, did you see that? Yeah, so what do you think about Justin Bieber? Is Justin Bieber, because someone said Justin Bieber is being an N-word. What do y'all think about Justin Bieber?
He's being real N-word-ish.
Okay. Okay.
Didn't Blake Griffin slap him at a Starbucks?
Yeah.
I heard that.
I heard Blake Griffin, the most light-skinned of all light-skinned people. Light-skinned is going to be a word on the show today.
It's going to be a special.
That was the last room I heard about Chris Brown. As far as him, you know, cussing out the judge, Justin Bieber. You know, I ain't heard nothing about him cussing out the judge or nothing like that, but I did hear he got the taste knocked out of his mouth by Blake Griffin in a Starbucks.
I saw him this morning on with the deposition with the judge, and he was very disrespectful.
Right.
Very disrespectful. But it just was, it was like you could tell that he was being fake. Like, what you're doing, you don't even look real. Like, you don't even look real trying to be disrespectful. You look dumb. Like, it didn't even, like, it wasn't even believable. Like, his whole demeanor and his whole mannerisms and everything, it didn't even look believable. He just looked stupid. He just looked dumb. And then he's, like, trying to change his voice, trying to be, like, all hard in his voice. Like, what you talking about? Like, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah. Pedro?
I think Justin Bieber on his tour bus watching a lot of Netflix movies, and he's trying to emulate them because, I mean, he's not built like that. I mean, he think he's tough by egging a house. That's some old Animal House movie type stuff. And the judge,
right.
You probably watched when Tupac was strutting out the courtroom, and it's just not in him. He need a handler. That's what he needs. And he
exactly.
Think he can get away with it because he got the complexion for protection. So he's going to get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I agree. All right, next topic. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was honestly going to say I think both Chris Brown and Justin Bieber need to realize that this fame and fortune and all that, that's not promised. It's here today, gone tomorrow. Look at Cat Williams. Look at, you know, people that had their 15 minutes of fame and now they ain't nowhere to be seen. You was on the top of the world 1 minute, you know, and you let, you know, the world get to you and you start trying to be this person that you know you shouldn't be and you know that you're not. And, you know, just as quick as people can love you, your fans can turn on you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely. That's true. That is true.
And Chris really needs to realize it because of the simple fact that they received him back after that whole Rihanna thing, and you might not get another comeback like you got, and, you know, people received you back into society and back into the industry, you know, after, you know, you apologize and all of that. It was a minute, but they took you back. But don't be dumb all over again.
Right. Yeah.
Bobby Brown's still trying to make a comeback.
Speaking of Vi Brown, he said he was diagnosed bipolar, but marijuana is what helps him. Let's talk about legalizing marijuana. We know they did it in Colorado. What are your thoughts on legalizing marijuana?
Let's move to Colorado.
Do you think it should be legalized in all 50 states?
I don't believe that. No, I don't. I think that'd be out of control.
Okay. And why you say that?
I just think everybody would just be high for free.
I think it would just be out of control. I think it would just be just total mayhem all over.
Wow.
Like you can barely keep drunk drivers under control. So now you drunk and you smoking weed and trying to drive.
But let me say this. I saw CNN had a special about marijuana, right? And they showed people, they were showing examples of people driving under the influence of marijuana. And people who did chain smoke marijuana, I mean, they were going in and out them cones, backwards, forwards. It was the people who, you know, sometimes they were running over cones, you know, laughing and all that stuff. But the people who, you know, that's what they do, I mean, they were in and out them cones, make U-turns and parallel parking.
Ghost riding.
Right. Ghost ride.
Ghost ride.
Yeah. I'm hiding now. Listen. Here's the thing. People that smoke weed, mayhem is the furthest thing from their mind. You too hungry to do anything real, real crazy and erratic.
Right.
I'm not talking about the people that smoke weed on a regular basis. I'm talking about people that just going to start smoking weed just because they can.
Oh,
I'm not talking about the regular weed heads. I'm talking about the smokers that just going to be able to smoke now because they can.
Because it's legal, right, yeah.
Exactly. Those are the ones you got to worry about.
Because
the ones that smoke weed all the time, they already smoking. They already in society. We got to worry about them new ones coming up trying to smoke.
I think the world will be
it's
more surprised than
people
on the regular.
You think what?
I think the world will be like, if they did legalize weed, I think a lot of people would be surprised at the people that have been smoking weed before they legalized weed.
Right. Who would come out the woodwork.
Because I know some pastors be high as a kite. I ain't gonna lie.
Hell yeah!
Y'all are crazy.
I mean, I think some people really
talking about I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning studying. Nah, dude, your eyes is low because you was puff passing.
Hey, you get that Visine up in you, you'll be just fine.
Exactly.
Some people focus a lot more and a lot better when they're hot.
Yeah. Now, I had a friend that was in school, and he said that he had to smoke to study because it made him concentrate.
I could see that. I seen how high.
He was dead serious. I was like, what? I was confused there, but he was dead serious when he told me that. All right, let's talk about our last topic. Dating in 2014. I don't know who's married, who's single, or not. But what are your thoughts on dating in the today's age?
Oh, I think it's the easiest thing in the world right now. It's the best time to date because you can just request somebody, and you got their whole like profile and background, and you don't got to. It's easy investigation work.
Well, social media.
Yeah, I've come from back in the day when you actually had to call somebody on the phone, and they always had, like, brothers and sisters or something, and you'd be like, hey, can I speak to Tasha? Who is this? Now you got to be it was just too much hassle. Now you could just friend request, and you see everything.
That's
it's beautiful.
True. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Who else?
I want to ask.
I say just be a side joint, and
word.
Then you don't have no responsibility.
Oh, so you so you think it's best? Hey, to be the
just be a side joint, and I ain't even necessarily saying be a jump off because a jump off is just sticking and moving. A side joint,
yeah,
you do get a little bit of amenities. You get a couple amenities being a side joint, but I say be a side joint and go home. And that's it. No responsibilities. That's it. Mm-mm. I don't want to date. I don't want to do all that extra unless I feel like it.
You're right. Because there's a lot of people that have never been the main person.
Word.
So
never been.
I'm happy being the side N word.
Exactly.
The side N word, right.
Hey, I'll be the side N word. Like, here's the thing. Like, we live in a society
of the side chick.
Yeah.
So ain't no date no more. There is no dating anymore. You just wake up one day, and next thing you know, you're in a relationship with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You do it to a person twice, y'all go together. Like, that's how that works now.
Exactly.
It ain't no courting. I'm not taking you out. You finna watch this Redbox movie. I'm going to give you this massage, and it's about to go down. It ain't no dinner and a movie, and let's go bowling and all the stuff, you know, we grew up kind of doing. You know, there is none of that no more. It's like, hey, girl, I got Netflix.
Yeah.
You can come up over here. We can kick back. You know, I got this Hennessy, and we can go head on and get it in.
What about internet dating? Because I was watching it. It's a new show they had on TV yesterday. And about internet dating, you know, people meeting on the internet and finally meeting in person on dates. And, I mean, it was a train wreck. What are your thoughts about internet dating?
Well, I met my husband on MySpace.
I met my baby mama on blackfolklead.com.
You bet your baby mama where?
On blackfolklead.com. Actually, it was
on
called inwardmeat.com. I guess it doesn't work then. That's why she's my baby mama. And that's it. We ain't together no more.
But y'all met. Y'all black people meet. So what are y'all final thoughts on the conversation tonight?
The final thought? This was fun.
Yeah.
I got to get a lot of stuff off my chest. I appreciate it. I'm there.
Let's go around one more time. Tell us, you know, introduce yourself, where to follow you, and you know, kind of your closing. Start with you, Anton.
Yeah, this is Anton Knight calling out of Las Vegas, Nevada, ATL. I'm coming out there real soon. I need some work. I need some friends. I'm going to make y'all laugh and show y'all what this comedy thing is all about. Got a lot of love for y'all. I need Atlanta Facebook friends as well. Comedian Anton Knight on Facebook. Comedian Anton Knight on Instagram. Like I said, I got hot links and hot pocket pictures. And what's the other one? Twitter. Anton Keep Laughing on Twitter. KEEPLAFFIN on the Twitter sphere.
All right. And Deanna?
I am comedian Deanna Lynn from New Jerusalem. And like I said earlier, I'm getting ready to move to Atlanta in June. And I am D-Lynn, D-E-L-Y-N-D-A, comedian, on Twitter, and D-E-L-Y-N-D-A, comedian, on Instagram. Follow me.
All right, and Pedro?
Hey, I'm Pedro Lee, and you can follow me at thepedrolee@twitter.com, or you can go on my website, pedrolee.com. And you can follow all my social media thing, or just take Pedro Lee. I'm the only black Pedro Lee. I'll come up.
Anton Knight, Deanna Lynn, and Pedro Lee, I want to thank y'all all three for coming on and just spending some time with us. I wish y'all nothing but the best in your comedic careers and come back on the Stephen Knight Show. Definitely go ahead and back.
Hey,
thank you.
Like any time, man, I'm going to definitely call back and participate in another show. I just got to go ahead on charge this phone and probably upgrade my cell phone plan.
All right, so y'all have a good night.
All right.
Hey,
nice.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, cousin.
Right. Bye, Dad.
More information you can find out about our comedians tonight. Go on our Facebook page, the Stephen Knight Show, and we'll be right back after this.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your ProCom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. ProCom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Welcome back to the Steve and I Show. In the midst of a successful NFL career, Kansas City Chiefs safety Quentin Demps was called by God to found an independent record label ministry, Purpose by Faith. In celebration of the launch of Purpose by Faith, Demps launched a talent search competition to seek an artist to be featured on his upcoming album, slated for summer 2014 release. The winner would receive a trip to Houston, Texas, to accompany Demps in a studio session, dinner, church service, and the Winter Jam 2014 concert. Ellison Morbin was announced last month as the winner, but tonight, Quentin joins us to tell us about Purpose by Faith and his upcoming album. Please help me welcome Kansas City Chiefs safety, Quentin Demps. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You there, Quentin?
Hey, I'm not falling on you,
bro. That's okay.
I appreciate the opportunity, man.
Oh, no, thank you. You know, I was reading your story, and, you know, me being a man of faith, I definitely could relate. You know, everyone knows you as this, you know, successful NFL career player, and tell us what the moment when you knew that there was more for you to do. Was music always something, because, you know, we all know you from football, obviously, but was music always something that you wanted to pursue? To the early football days, you know, when you were in college, and once you saw your career start to really progress and people looking at you, when you found out you were going to be drafted, I mean, I can imagine what was going through your head at that time.
When I found out I was going to be drafted.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So obviously then once you're drafted and you're, you know, in the swing of things, you know, music goes on the back burner of everything because obviously your career is taking, you know, at new bounds. So you said that once, you know, football became kind of bleak for you, music picked back up. How did you know, you know, how to get back into it, how to transition back into music?
Mm-hmm. I just kind of did it the same way I did it in college. You know, it's kind of like when you just have a dollar and a dream, man. You just
right.
you just go one step after the next.
kind of learn
on the fly. That's kind of what I'm doing. But now as I gain more wisdom, man, I'm definitely reading more about it. I find myself studying more about the music industry, man, and just picking at people's brains who've been in it for a while.
Exactly.
And so, definitely trying to learn about it.
So then you found Purpose by Faith Music Group. Tell us about that. Tell us the purpose, which I like when I'm reading on it. Tell us about the purpose behind it.
Well, somebody asked me a question, man. Like, who influenced me through music growing up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I think about it, man, they influenced me in a negative way.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So. Purpose of my record label, man, is to influence people in a positive way with a faith-based message, you know, and hopes, man, just to bring life, to give hope, you know, because I think music kind of took me down the wrong path, so I hope to make music, man, that, you know, help somebody go down the right path.
Right. So when you think about the industry, you know, a lot of people, I've interviewed a lot of people on this show, and, you know, from R&B to hip-hop or whatnot, and you know, everyone wants their voice to be heard without trying to be so generic as a lot of what we hear on the radio today. How do you plan on, you know, your label, how do you plan on making it so that it is, you know, something that's preference over the generic music that we hear today?
Just kind of really taking my time.
Mm-hmm.
Really being authentic, really being, you know, passionate about it, really being diligent, and the art that comes along with making the music, and the message as well.
Right.
And I'm just really, man, taking the time, and like I said, man, just really making sure that the art is displayed at a high level.
And you're using all genre music. It's not just tailored to one genre music, but you're open to all genre music for artists that you sign on your label. Is that correct?
This is not just a rap label.
Right. Mhm. Okay. Okay. And then I know you have a single, current single out called "No Struggle." Tell us about that.
I hate to even, you know, have that labeled as my single.
Okay.
At this particular time, man, because I've grown so much as an artist. I wrote that like 4 years ago.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's kinda,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But but man, it's a song that dear me. It was a testimony type song. That's why the lyrics kind of rap chat. I was painting a picture that I was trying to display at the time, man, and when I was hurt, when I was in a broken stage of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't so much about art, man. It was just about, I'm going to get this out, and this is what needs to be said at this point.
Exactly.
At this point in time. So, you know, that's that, man. But I've grown so much from that, and I'm excited about the future.
So I know you're working on your upcoming projects, supposed to be released later on this summer, well, this summer, this year. Tell us what can we expect on it?
You can expect, man, you know, my heart. You can expect, man, just authentic respect for the art. You can expect a great message, and you can expect some good music there.
Okay. And do you have an idea what the title will be of the project? Okay. I think the tunnel vision, man, will pull at us so many different ways, man. We have to be focused, we have to be zoned out, we have to have focus on Jesus, man, really do what he's called us to do. Exactly. So many distractions, yeah. There's a lot of distractions. So I'm curious because, you know, you in NFL music, how are you able to stay grounded and not get caught up in the hoopla of everything, and because you seem like a well-rounded you know, young man who's, you know, doing his thing. How are you able to stay grounded through it all?
Man, just knowing where I come from, knowing kind of like what Paul said, man, I've learned to be content. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I've learned, I know what it feels like to be on top, and I know what it feels like to be on bottom.
Exactly.
And so I just try to do everything I can to stay right in the middle, you know what I'm saying? And so, like to answer your question, man, I've learned how to do it.
Well, exactly. So I know that when you were going to launch Purpose by Faith, you had a talent competition, and you picked Ellison Morbin as the winner. He was announced the winner February 20th, actually. What about him was appealing to you that made you think this is the person I want to win this competition?
He just came off as, you know, really passionate about what he was doing. You know, he came off as confident. I mean, it was quite a few that I liked, but he just kind of stood out, man. And on top of that, man, he had a great voice.
Okay.
And he had an awesome voice, man. I'm excited about his future.
And so you two will be collaborating for your upcoming project. Has that already happened yet, or is that something that's coming in the future?
Yes, it's coming. That's going to be my next single.
Okay. We definitely can't wait to hear it. So what's next for you? Obviously, you know, you're embarking upon this music industry, and you're obviously already doing your thing. What's next for you? I know you do motivational speeches to churches and to youth-based organizations. So what else do you plan on doing from this point on?
I'm trying to finish my degree.
Okay.
That right there is kind of number one on this.
Mm-hmm.
Finishing that up, man, and really, really preparing for this season. That's pretty much it, man. Right now, just off top, it's school. Trying to finish up school right now.
Right. So through all that you've been through in, you know, your short years here on Earth, what is the greatest lesson you've learned?
Ooh, man, that's a loaded question.
I know. The essence of everything. So, are you out there on Twitter, Facebook? Where can we follow you and connect with what you got going on?
Yeah, man, you can. Yeah, I'm at Twitter. I'm on Instagram as well, man. Everything is at QDimps. PurposeByFaith.com, man. You can find me on there. I'm about to start a YouTube channel to where I'm gonna kind of just be answering questions, man, and kind of giving people a little insight, man, into my life and to what.
Well, I know if the best is yet to come for you. You know, keep doing your thing. I think when you put out that positive, you know, that positive message, nothing but good things will come to you, and that's obviously been the case for you. So, Quinn Dempsey, I want to thank you so much, man, for taking the time and talking to us tonight, and all the best in the future.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. God bless you.
All right. Bless you too, man. All right.
Sometimes I wonder. sure about a thing. So
Well, that was Stephen's playlist. Hope you enjoyed it. I want to give a special shout-out to all our guests tonight. Thoroughly enjoyed our comedians, Anton Knight, Deanna Lynn, and Pedro Lee, and also my conversation with Quentin Demps. I wish them all success in their stand-up and then his Quentin's record label, Purpose with Faith, Purpose for Faith. So I want to thank you all for listening to us tonight. Spread the word. Continue to bring us our best. And have a great week. God bless.
Your hair fresh, made me looking so fresh and so clean.